It's funny how a sight or a sound or a smell will bring back so many great memories. I was just in Freddy's the other day getting some medication, and after I got done with the pharmacy, I'm like, oh my gosh, I had to go over to and get some Band-Aids or whatever it was. And I'm walking in the first aid section, and all of a sudden,
hemorrhoid cream!
I smell my grandma's house. It was mothballs. The smell of mothballs.
Yeah.
And I totally forgot about my Grandma Ethel and my Grandpa Jack. Their house always had that mothball smell to it.
They were staying, they're keeping their laundry fresh.
Yeah. And I did. I stopped in my tracks, and next thing I know, I had just a flood of memories. I'd just stay in the night at my grandparents' house when we went on vacation to see them, and we would drive like 2 days to go see them, and my parents would drop us off for like 3 or 4 days, and my parents would be, you know, get out and play without us. And the grandparents who hadn't seen us for a while, you know, we had the fold-out couch.
For the bed?
Yeah, we had the fold-out couch because they only had a little one-bedroom brownstone. And I remember my grandfather sitting in his black recliner, and he was it was back in New York, so he was a big Mets fan. And I remember back in around that time, I think it was early to mid 70s or something like that, and he would sit there, and they were bad, and they'd be like 35 games out with 36 to go, and he'd be like, they have a chance, and he'd sit there with his Mets hat on.
He'd watch. What's with the mothballs, by the way? I have never purchased mothballs, and I am not, and some of my clothes sit in drawers for years because I just don't get around to wearing them, or they just don't quite fit.
I think back in the day that moths would just collect in and eat
how?
Eat the clothes.
Where are these moths coming from? I have not ever had any of my clothing ruined by moths, and I don't buy mothballs. So what is there a market? How are there still mothballs for sale? I don't understand.
That is a good question. And we're going to have to Google it and find out.
I've never bought one ball of moth. And my clothing is all still perfectly fine.
That like, maybe it's the box has been there since 1973 or however long Freddy's been open.
Do they expire?
Well, now it's a good question. Mothballs.
I just have these. I have never purchased. Has anyone listening ever bought mothballs? I don't think anyone does.
Yeah, I mean, not back in the day.
Rumor.
I mean, thought their use is more restricted than in the past, and safer alternatives are now more common, but traditional mothballs containing are still sold in the U.S., and they're regulated by the EPA, still available, so obviously that's why I smelt them. International bans in Australia, New Zealand, and European Union have banned mothballs because of the containing of that word I can't say. Exposure to mothball fumes can cause headaches, nausea, dizziness, and other symptoms.
That explains Grandma. She's always had a headache.
Legal use. Using them in open areas is illegal.
What?
And can be hazardous.
And we're putting them in our closets.
Products like hanging cassettes are available that kill moths without traditional mothballs.
I've never had one moth in my house.
You've never?
I mean, I guess when I let one flies in by accident and it's going for my light bulb, like I'm not over there like, my clothes!
I couldn't tell you, honestly, and it's a good point. Anybody out there, anybody have a grandparent that has mothballs? Maybe they still use it?
I want a picture of a moth-eaten shirt. I need to see some clothing that is ruined by moths to know that it works, because I don't even think that happens.
Yeah, all I know, though, I might be inhaling stuff and getting sick, but boy, howdy, was that some great memories.
Good memories.
Good memories, yeah. With Doritos and all kinds of
stuff.
Reminds
me when I sniffed Sharpies when I was growing up. Good times.
Those bring back
memories.
That's
when pens were pens, man.